Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of It's only Wednesday, folks. I'm way ahead of myself here. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. The reason I'm getting ahead of myself is because of who our guests are today. I'm going to run three pre-recorded interviews I did around the Memorial Day weekend with the authors of three best-selling barbecue books. Because, just like Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend is a great time to get the backyard grill dusted off and cleaned up and ready for some serious barbecuing and grilling. And you're going to hear the authors, who happen to be Stephen Raiklin, for his grilling and barbecue cookbook, The Brisket Chronicles. You'll hear Jamie Previance. He is the Weber chef for Weber's Ultimate Grilling Book, and Elizabeth Carmel for her book Steak and Cake. And that's all just in time for the Labor Day weekend. And then after the bottom of the hour news and weather break, we'll have another live guest. That will be Cheryl Phipps from People Who Care. They are sponsoring a benefit golf tournament at Stone Ridge. So it'll be a real fun and informative show for you today. Want to let you know the Diamondbacks are off today. They're flying home to prepare for a really tough four-game set starting tomorrow at Chase Field against the Dodgers, who, of course, have run away with everything in the National League. Hey, the movie, the classic, showing tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater. It's the Julia Magnolia, Julia Roberts classic. Hello, it's the Julia Roberts classic, Steel Magnolias. It starts at 7 o'clock on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen, at the Prescott Elks Theater. Now, you heard me talking about barbecue, and if that didn't whet your appetite, wait till you hear this. Now, tomorrow, Thursday, for all those in our listening audience who are teachers or faculty members, it's Teacher Appreciation Day tomorrow, Thursday, at Papa Murphy's. And if you show your school faculty ID, you can get 50% off your Papa Murphy's pizza order. And while you're there, make sure you stop by and say hi to the local owners, Allie and Eric, when you enjoy your 50% faculty discount. That is tomorrow, Thursday, at Papa Murphy's, my personal favorite pizza place. Not only great pizza, but that cheesy bread. Oh, my goodness, the ready-to-bake cookie dough. Not the garden salad. Come on, DJ. Anyway, I get about four salads a week there, and they're really, really wonderful. Also, the Italian salad, too. Very, very tasty. Biggest thing tomorrow, Teacher Appreciation Day. Show your faculty ID. Get 50% off your Papa Murphy's pizza. And again, say hello to Allie and Eric. They are your local owners of your Papa Murphy's pizza stores here in the greater Prescott area. So it's time to think about barbecue and grilling. That's coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Kachina Animal Hospital understands that fur babies are family. Dental care is extremely important to maintain healthy bodies. Kachina Animal Hospital is focusing on dental health to make sure your companion animals have healthy mouths for years to come. Kachina Animal Hospital has a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians. For information about Pet Dental Month discounts, visit KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
America is sick and tired. Sick of skyrocketing prescription drug prices. Tired of big drug companies that get away with charging Americans twice as much for medicines as people in other countries. Companies that repeatedly raise prices without justification. 300% increases for insulin and cancer drugs. Medicines people need to live. Now there's a bipartisan bill in the Senate that would stop drug company price gouging. President Trump supports it. America's patients desperately need it. Now we need Senator McSally to stand up to the big drug companies and demand that Congress take action. Go to fightpharma.org/Senate and tell Senator McSally that you're sick and tired of skyrocketing drug prices. Tell her to support the bipartisan bill and lower drug prices now. It's time to put America's patients first. That's fightpharma.org/Senate. Paid for by Patients for Affordable Drugs Now.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
The Prescott Center for the Arts opens its 50th season with the Cole Porter musical, Anything Goes. Aboard the SS American, lovelorn Billy is on a mission to stop the marriage of Hope Harcourt to Lord Oakley. Billy must woo and win back his true love with the help of Showgirl, Sailors, and Public Enemy No. 13. This is a contagiously fun and pure musical comedy joy. Anything Goes runs September 12th through September 29th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, he's been called the Julia Child of Barbecue. Stephen Reichland has been traveling the world for decades, collecting knowledge and a massive bag of tricks. And his latest book, The Brisket Chronicles, focuses on just one cut of beef, the brisket. Mr. Reichland, I've heard the term Renaissance man before, but how does someone go from holding a degree in French literature to studying medieval cooking in Europe to being awarded a Fulbright scholarship to going into the Barbecue Hall of Fame?
It's been a very circuitous route. But, you know, actually there is a, and if you'd asked me in college, if you told me in college I was going to wind up writing books about barbecue and brisket and making TV shows, public television TV shows on barbecue, I would have thought you were crazy. But in a funny way, it all makes sense. And I think the unifying theme is I've always been fascinated by the intersection of food and culture and history. And writing about barbecue has enabled me to pursue that passion for going on 40 years now.
Boy, that sounds like a dream job for a lot of our backyard chefs in the listening audience. Now, a lot of our backyard chefs think smoking, grilling, and barbecue is all the same thing, but you differentiate those, don't you?
I do. So grilling is kind of what you do to a hamburger or a steak. It's a quick, high-heat cooking method for tender cuts of meat. True barbecue is a low, slow, indirect method. You're cooking more like 250 degrees. You're cooking for, your cooking time is measured in hours or half days in the case of brisket rather than in minutes. And barbecue is always done with wood smoke. Okay, smoke is the essence of true barbecue. Now, when it comes to smoking, all barbecue foods are smoked, but not all smoked foods are barbecue. So think, for example, of smoked salmon or smoked cheese, or more germane to the Brisket Chronicles, pastrami. These are all smoked meats, but they're not barbecue.
Now, in the Brisket Chronicles, the subtitle is How to Barbecue, Braise, Smoke, and Cure the World's Most Epic Cut of Meat. What makes the brisket so epic?
Well, first of all, there's its sheer size. A whole brisket tips the scales at about 15 to 18 pounds. So for many of us, it's the largest cut of meat we'll ever attempt to prepare at home. Second of all, its universality is absolutely mind-boggling. Brisket is central to the cuisines of Texas and Kansas City, of course, for barbecue. It turns up throughout the Spanish-speaking speaking Caribbean. It is popular throughout Europe, where it's braised in wine in France. It's braised with onions and beer in Germany and Belgium. Turns up in India. You even find it as far away as Vietnam, where brisket is the key ingredient in Vietnam's national beef noodle soup called pho.
Now, not only in your book, The Brisket Chronicles, do you differentiate between the main methods of cooking brisket, you also discuss the various equipment and techniques associated with each method.
I do, because while brisket is simple, it's easy, it's not always simple. I mean, and if you want to get into the barbecue game, you can barbecue a brisket on a kettle grill. You can do it in a water smoker, an electric smoker, a pellet grill, an offset barrel smoker. The only place you cannot barbecue a brisket is on a gas grill, I'm sorry to say. Mm. A gas grill just does not put out enough smoke. You can't run it for a low enough temperature for a long enough period of time to get true barbecued brisket on a gas grill.
And here in Arizona, where so many Korean barbecue places are popping up, your book mentions how Korean chefs start by freezing the brisket, don't they?
They do, and it's an amazing technique, and it just stands the whole knowledge of brisket cooking on its head, because, you know, common wisdom holds that you cook brisket for hours and hours and hours at low temperature. Koreans freeze the brisket. They slice it paper thin on a meat slicer, and then they direct grill it over hibachi. So you're looking at cooking time that could be as short as 30 seconds per side.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what's the best wood to use for smoking brisket?
Well, it sort of depends. If you are working in a Texas mode, you would use oak or mesquite. If you're kind of trying to emulate the Kansas City style, you would use hickory or applewood. The fact is that any hardwood is good for smoking brisket.
Now, your book also talks about making everything from breakfast to main dishes to sides, featuring brisket as a star of each of those, correct?
That is correct. That's another kind of fun thing that in writing this book, you know, initially you think of brisket, it's lunch, it's dinner, but there is a tradition of serving brisket for breakfast. I visited a wonderful restaurant called Valentino's in Austin, Texas, where they have a brisket breakfast taco. It's barbecued brisket, bacon, refried beans, potatoes, and fried egg on a tortilla that's warmed in brisket fat. And I want to tell you, that is a great way to get your day going.
Well, I have to confess, my favorite breakfast in the world is steak and eggs. So, now, your opinion?
Okay, well, I have a recipe for brisket and eggs in the book.
By the way, I just spoke to Elizabeth Carmel and about her book, Steak and Cake, in which you have an endorsement in her book. So my mouth is already watering. Now, in your opinion, what's the best way to season a brisket?
The most simple seasoning is the best. It's called a Dalmatian rub. It consists of equal parts coarse sea salt and cracked black pepper, and takes the name from the fact that it's black and white speckled like a Dalmatian. Mm-hmm. This is what all the pros use in Texas for seasoning a brisket. There are other rubs. You can get a little bit more fancy, but this is the one I keep coming back to.
Now, I keep seeing in the McCormick seasonings, Montreal seasoning. Now, that brings to me to the point in your book about pastrami, corned beef, and Montreal smoked meat.
Absolutely. So, first of all, Montreal seasoning and Montreal smoked meat have nothing to do with one another.
Oh, okay.
They both originated in Montreal. But Montreal smoked meat is basically the French-Canadian version of pastrami. Like American pastrami, it's seasoned with garlic and coriander and black pepper. Like American pastrami, it is smoked and then steamed. The way it's different is that in Montreal, they don't brine the brisket first. They dry rub it, and then it is smoked. So has a slightly different flavor. And the funny thing is, it's really starting to achieve popularity in the United States. There's a place called Fumare in Chicago that serves Montreal smoked meat. There's a deli chain that originated in Brooklyn. They're now in Manhattan and Nashville. They serve Montreal smoked meat. So it really has, it's really capturing the American palate by storm.
And how does competition brisket vary from restaurant cooked brisket?
So in competition brisket, what you're trying to do is make your brisket stand out from the other 30 briskets that might be judged that morning. So people tend to use extravagant spicing. They tend to inject the brisket with injector sauces to add a little extra moisture. Often there's a sweet glaze because, you know, we are sort of hardwired to love the combination of fat and sweet and salt. Whereas a restaurant brisket is just simply salt, pepper, and wood smoke. It's very simple. The emphasis is on the meat, not on the window dressing.
The name of the book is The Brisket Chronicles, How to Barbecue, Braise, Smoke, and Cure the World's Most Epic Cut of Meat. The author is Stephen Reichlin. Stephen, thank you for joining us on Q&A. How can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of your books?
Well, thank you so much. If anybody wants more information, my website is barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com. My Facebook page is Stephen Reichlin. That's StevenReichlin. And Instagram and Twitter are S. Reichlin. So sign up for my Up and Smoke newsletter. Lots of the latest tips on brisket barbecue and beyond.
Continued success and your publishing.
Thank you.
Well, it's time to fire up the grill. From the experts at Weber and Seasoned Grill Master, Jamie Previance comes the book, Weber's Ultimate Grilling, a step-by-step guide to barbecue genius. It's grilling made simple with 800 color photographs illustrating each step of the 100-plus new recipes. It's a beautiful hard-covered Bible for grilling. And whether you're new to grilling or a seasoned pro, this will become your go-to book for your backyard. All you need to do is look and cook. Readers can follow any recipe in the book by glancing at the detailed step-by-step visuals, making this the first grilling book of its kind and a soon-to-be backyard staple. It makes it simple for beginners and experts alike to grill anything to perfection, from the ultimate porterhouse steak, the best American burger, show-stopping chicken, succulent shrimp skewers, beautifully charred corn on the cob, and luscious desserts. Jamie Previance has been Weber's master griller and teacher for 20 years. He creates innovative yet accessible and always delicious foolproof recipes. Readers will master the four T's of grilling: how to make the best ever roast turkey and luscious pan gravy right there on the grill, essential techniques and variations for cedar plank salmon, hosting a seafood fiesta with amazing fish tacos, how to roast an entire head of cauliflower and serve it with an India chutney, discovering simple, brilliant ideas for a wide variety of toppings for grilled baked potatoes, how to grill peaches and other stone fruits to make a number of quick desserts, and creating a stunning banana bread pudding with croissants and chocolate. Jamie Previance, after graduating from Stanford, taught English in California, then Indonesia. It was in Asia he developed a full-blown obsession with outdoor cooking that put smoke in his veins and led him to chef school. He graduated from the Culinary Institute of America with high honors and launched a food career that has included New York Times best-selling cookbooks and recognition from the James Beard Awards. So, Jamie, I have to ask you, how did you stumble upon this book after only 20 years as Weber's Grillmaster?
Well, through those 20 years, I have learned from people using my books and taking classes that there's nothing like seeing it in action for learning. So the goal with this book was to show people as clearly as possible how to do every step of every recipe. So we've packed it now with 750 plus photographs. So that means you can see exactly, you know, how to set up the fire, how to prep the food, when to turn the food, when to take it off, when it's done. I'm sorry to say it took me 20 years to figure that out, but finally figured it out and delivered it here in this book.
So the name Weber is so synonymous, not only with barbecuing and grilling, but also with equipment, with seasonings in the spice aisle in the grocery store. And your book offers what you call flavor bomb variations. Describe that.
Flavor bomb variations are just fun, easy ways of mixing up some of your favorite foods. So let's say that you happen to love ribeye steak. I love a great ribeye steak. Mm-hmm. I've got a classic recipe for how to do it with a mushroom and pancetta topping. Really, really good. But you don't want to have that necessarily every week, so I give four variations. And the variations are meant to be very short, very easy to do. Examples being like blue cheese crumbles with tarragon, a little bit of lemon zest. Just drop that or bomb that on top of the ribeye, and you just got a totally different experience. Another one is a corn and black bean salsa. Another one is a hoisin ginger sauce with a little bit of sesame that you just drizzle over there and some scallions. So it's just a way of very quickly mixing up your favorite foods for variety's sake.
Now, you graduated from Stanford. You taught English in California. What did being in Indonesia do that turned you with an obsession with outdoor cooking?
It did a lot. Because in Indonesia, a lot of families use the outdoors as their main kitchen area, and they cook over a live fire, everything, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I was living with I had a cook as part of my job as a teacher over there, and she taught me a lot about how to work the coals to create all different kinds of effects, and I was just fascinated by it. I didn't know anything about that. I'd grown up in a very traditional, New Jersey household where we just did hot dogs and hamburgers. She just opened up my world. So when I got back to the States, I went to the Culinary Institute of America, and then I started working with Weber, and that's the short story. We don't have time for the long one.
Sure. So when it comes to super tender meats, you teach us the hows and whys of the reverse sear technique.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's one of 250 techniques in this book. It is the reverse of what most people do for a steak, which is fine. The traditional method is to sear it first, and then maybe just take it off the grill or maybe let it finish over indirect heat for a few minutes. The reverse sear means you start over indirect heat, a very low indirect heat with the lid closed, and you're kind of slow roasting the steak until it gets up to an internal temperature around 100 degrees. Then you crank up the heat of the grill and you finish the steak just for a minute or so on each side. The advantage of that is that you are a lot less likely to overcook the top and the bottom of the steak, so that when you cut into it, you get this giant swath of rosy red meat, as opposed to what sometimes happens with the traditional searing technique where you overcook the top and the bottom so you get some gray meat in there. So the reverse sear is a cool technique to try if you like a lot of rosy red meat.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to grilling or barbecuing, you have to pay attention, you say, to the four T's, and they are?
They are temperature, timing, techniques, and tools. So that's my short checklist for what to pay attention to most with any recipe, whether you're doing salmon fillets or flank steak or bananas. I mean, really, you just need to know what the temperature is of the grill. What is it, low, medium, or high? What is the timing? Is this a 5-minute process or a 15-minute process? Big difference. Yeah. You need to know what the technique is. Are you using direct heat, indirect heat? Maybe you're cooking with a plank. Maybe you're doing a rotisserie. Maybe you're cooking in the coals, but you got to have a handle on that technique. And then the last thing is you got to, of course, have the right tools to do it so that, you're successful in the end.
And you also show it is possible to grill corn right in the burning embers without burning it. True?
True. Absolutely true. Yeah, the technique there is that you take the ears of corn unhusked, so they're still got that papery husk on the outside. You soak those in water, so the husk absorbs some of that. And then when you drop those down on the hot embers, the water turns to steam, and that's what's really cooking the corn. A little bit of the smokiness of the fire gets into the kernels as well, and that's really great. Typically, the husks do burn, as you might imagine. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, you just peel away the husks, and you slather on some fabulous, seasoned butter and cheese and whatnot, and you're a hero in your own backyard. People love the technique because it's so cool to see it in the fire. And then when they taste it, they think, wow, this is spectacular.
And not only do you, of course, barbecue or grill your main course, you show how to grill peaches and other stone fruits for desserts.
I do. I think that's an underappreciated area of grilling, grilling fruit and all kinds of desserts. I've got a peach and blueberry cobbler, which is very simple to do in a pan over indirect heat. Grilled pineapple directly over the fire on skewers with a little bit of a fresh blackberry sauce and some toasted nuts is wonderful. I do a banana and chocolate bread pudding with croissants in place of the typical bread. That's really delicious. And I think it's fun to just finish the meal that way and be able to know and to say, hey, I did this entire thing, like maybe three courses, appetizer, main course, and dessert entirely on the grill. That, to me, is sort of the definition of ultimate grilling.
And how do our listeners get a copy of Weber's Ultimate Grilling, a step-by-step guide to barbecue genius?
Well, you can certainly find it online at Weber.com, or you can get it in all the big stores. If you want to try some sample recipes, you can go to my website, which is JamieProviance.com, and you can see a variety of things to try. So that's probably the best way to start.
We'd also like to send a thank you to that family in Indonesia that set you on this path. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Hey, well, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Simply put, steak and cake are just made for each other. And North Carolina native Elizabeth Carmel is a nationally respected authority on grilling, barbecue, and southern food. With her new book, Steak and Cake, she pairs each steak recipe with a matching cake. And cooks will have fun mixing and matching their favorite steak preparation with their favorite cakes. Well, just imagine. Now, Elizabeth, you're known as a nationally acclaimed grilling and barbecue expert. Tell us about your journey.
Yes. Well, you know what happened is I grew up in North Carolina, and I moved away, and I realized that if I was only going to have North Carolina-style pulled pork more than once or twice a year, I was going to have to teach myself how to make it. And I did that, and along the way, I just absolutely fell in love with all kinds of outdoor cooking, grilling and barbecue. And when you love something, you want to learn everything you possibly can about it. I set out to learn everything I could, and then when people didn't have answers to my questions, I actually created my own techniques to help other people. And one of my techniques that I created, I call it the grilling trilogy, but basically, if you know the difference between direct and indirect heat and when to use it, All you need to make great tasting food is olive oil, salt, and pepper, and that is never truer than it is with steak.
Now, with all this research, how'd you come to write a cookbook about steak and cake?
I wrote a book about steak and cake very organically. This cookbook grew out of a class that I used to teach to home cooks at a cooking school in New York City called the Institute of Culinary Education. It was a recreational class, and it was on Saturday night. And so I thought to myself, what kind of class should I teach where people are going to have a great Saturday night experience and take home a few tips and tricks? And I thought, you know what? Steak and cake. Everybody loves steak and cake.
Sure.
And so to me, it made instant sense, and it was a big, big, big success. And the thing that really struck me is people would come into this class, which was a hands-on class, really anxious, really nervous, and after 4 hours of making their own steak and baking their own cake, which they didn't think they'd be able to do, they literally were walking taller, all smiles, sending me pictures of what they were making at home, and I thought to myself, I have to turn this into a book.
Now, in your book, you have recipes such as a cowboy steak with spirited whiskey butter, followed by a whiskey buttermilk bundt cake. You've also got a chocolate layer cake with cocoa frangelico frosting paired with a prime New York strip with crunchy roasted and fried rosemary potatoes, not to mention a grilled tenderloin topped with horseradish cream, served with a crisp custardy Yorkshire pudding with a classic key lime cheesecake with a pecan and graham cracker crust. This sounds like a great idea to get the whole neighborhood together in your backyard.
It, you know what? Steak and cake is an instant dinner party, and this book is your guide to really to how to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And the book has 35 steak and cake pairings, but I don't want you to be tethered to the recipes. If you look through through the book and you like one steak and one cake, then that's what you should make, because taste is absolutely subjective. Mm-hmm. I have paired the steaks and cakes in the way that I think they go together. I also, for every steak and cake pairing, I give you three other options for cakes and three other options for steak, because really, any steak you like goes with any cake you like. But besides just the recipes that are absolutely delicious, as you know, I can't do a better job than what you just did describing them. But there is a primer in the back so that people really will learn the fundamentals of buying a steak, cooking a steak, you know, preparing a steak, mm-hmm. and the fundamentals of baking a cake. And then they've got all the flavors so that they can either make my recipes or they can go rogue and make their own.
Does your book also include recipes or tips for making side dishes?
Yes, my book has sides. So every steak is a full steak meal. And whether that means it has a compound butter on it, like the whiskey butter, mm-hmm. or whether it, you know, it has a side like the, you know, crispy, crunchy, roasted and fried rosemary potatoes. Everyone is a complete meal. And then in the sides chapter, I've also added some steakhouse classics like my version of cream spinach, which I call steakhouse spinach because it only has a little cream in it. Mm-hmm. And classic Caesar salad and many, many other favorite sides.
I understand there's a story behind your grandmother Odom's apple cake.
Yes, my grandmother Odom's apple cake. I'm sure everybody has, you know, a story like this. And my grandmother made an apple cake all the time, especially in the fall when apples were in season. And she had it memorized, so she just made it off the top of her head. And once she passed away, we were like, oh, my gosh, we didn't get the apple cake recipe. And we looked everywhere and couldn't find it. And my mother and I tried, you know, a dozen other apple cakes, and none of them were the same. And when I was working on this book, my mother found a recipe box from my grandmother. And there on an index card, very simply, it said apple cake. And so I made it, and we couldn't wait to taste it. And I cut a slice, and it was my grandmother Odom's apple cake. And so because I love that cake so much, I started making it a lot for friends and you know, people I had just met. And it really is the heart of this book, because it is the cake that makes non-bakers into bakers, mm-hmm. and it is the cake that makes prickly people into nicer people. I mean, people who didn't like me at all, once I shared my grandmother's apple cake with them, all of a sudden they became my best friend. And that is a true story.
I'll be darned. Now, you're also the author of Taming the Flame, Secrets for Hot and Quick Grilling and Low and Slow Barbecue, Pizza on the Grill, 100 Feisty Fire Roasted Recipes for Pizza and More, and Soaked, Slathered, and Seasoned, A Complete Guide to Flavoring Food for the Grill. So how can our listeners learn more about you and get copies of your books, including your new book, Steak and Cake, More Than 100 Recipes to Make Any Meal a Smash Hit?
Well, I have a website. It's Elizabeth Carmel, KARMEL.com. And all of my books are sold on Amazon, or, you know, in local booksellers, particularly Steak and Cake. You can find at your local bookseller. And I also have a website called Girls at the Grill. But if you go to ElizabethCarmel.com, all of my websites are, you know, are linked together. So you'll mm-hmm. find me there, or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Elizabeth Carmel, or on Twitter at Grill Girl.
Well, one of your endorsements is by Stephen Reichland, who I'll be talking to in about 1 hour.
Oh, great. Great. Stephen is a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time.
That is great to know. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your culinary and your publishing careers.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I've been talking to Ed Walsh, general manager of Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac and Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Ed, are you guys having one of your famous 10 sales this Labor Day weekend?
We sure are. Twice a year, we reduce our inventory through these giant 10 events. We found that we either have to take these cars to auction and wholesale them at a huge loss, or mark them down that close to wholesale pricing and just sell them locally.
Why do you guys do this?
Well, if you think about it, it's expensive to take these cars to auction. With transportation and auction fees, it just makes a lot more sense to mark them down and sell them to local residents. It's much better to have them enjoy the savings.
I know you guys always draw a crowd at these events.
We sure do. Local bargain hunters have figured out that a Lamb 10 sale is the time to score a deal. This year, we're going to feature a large selection of cars priced under $6,000.
And I also see here that Nissan and Chevy have released extra rebates on new vehicles for Labor Day. Looks like this is the weekend to buy a new car, too.
Now is the time.
Well, I know your 10 sales are a lot of fun and an easy way to buy a car. I'll see you out there this Wednesday through Labor Day under the 10 Dan Giant flag at Lamb Chevrolet.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own SmartStream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Free recycling? No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I want to remind you that Cheryl Phipps is coming up in just a few minutes. She is here from People Who Care about their benefit golf tournament coming up at Stone Ridge. Also want to remind you that tomorrow, the Arizona Cardinals' final preseason game will be at Denver against the Broncos. And I've heard different reports that they may not start or may not even play any starters in this final exhibition game. What that means, of course, is all those people in Denver will be paying full NFL regular season prices to see a tryout. That's not good. But if you are going to watch the game on television, do what I do when it comes to football, baseball, and hockey. Turn the TV sound down. Turn on the KQ&A play-by-play of the game. You'll hear, first of all, announcers who are much more familiar with the team. You won't hear the network guys on KQ&A. And you will also be able to hear what's going to happen about 7 or 8 seconds before it does, so you can get stuff done around the house and take a peek at the TV only when it's really warranted, like a big play or something. So keep that in mind, and when the regular season starts a week from Sunday, you will want to do that, because we'll be carrying every regular season Cardinals game on either KDDL if there's a conflict with the Diamondbacks game, or on KQ&A. Time for local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with Cheryl Phipps coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hey all you kids out there, this is Connor Rogo with the Grilly Street Grill. Did you know that the Grill has a cool new kids club you can join? It's free. When you sign up, you get your own club card. And when you dine there 5 times, you get a free treasure on your 6th time. And the best part, the food at the Grilly Street Grill is awesome. I really like the fact that they have a menu just for me. From a beefy burger to creamy mac and cheese, there's a ton of options.
That's right, Connor. This is Natasha, and it's time to bring your family down to the grill for lunch or dinner. And don't forget to join the kids club card today.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 1230 PM, sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
This town is on the move, and we're moving forward with you, meeting your ever-growing needs with ever faster internet. Now we're taking our commitment to this town one step further. Cable One is now Sparklight, connecting people to each other, connecting neighborhoods to the world, connecting what's now to what's next. Sparklight. There's nothing this town can't do.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 28th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A three-vehicle accident claims the lives of two people in Somerton.
The Tuesday night accident involved two vehicles and a motorcycle. The Yuma County Sheriff's Office says the motorcycle entered an intersection on Highway 95 and was struck by a car traveling northbound. The motorcyclist was not using his lights. The driver landed in the road and was run over by another northbound vehicle. He was taken to a hospital where he died from his injuries. The motorcycle passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Sheridan Fire burning in the Camp Wood area has grown to more than 11,000 acres.
It continues to burn through brush and grass in a remote area 23 miles from Prescott. A closure remains in effect on Camp Wood Road and the entire area south of Walnut Creek Road. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny, a 20% chance for an afternoon spot shower today, 10% tomorrow and Friday, with highs today through Saturday around 93. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 64. In Cottonwood and La Verde Valley, up to a sunny and breezy 101 today and tomorrow, 104 Friday and Saturday, a 20 to 30% chance for rain today, tonight, and Friday afternoon, cooling overnight. Night to a partly cloudy 68. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe, like us on Facebook, and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as you know, the weather is beautiful most of the time this year. We have a beautiful event coming up, and the people to talk about it, we have Cheryl Phipps. She is the board president of People Who Care, and David Lowe, the general manager of the Stone Ridge Golf Course. You two are pairing for a very, very good cause. I'll let Cheryl start out. Cheryl, I understand you have a golf tournament fundraiser coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. It's going to be on Sunday, September the 8th at the beautiful Stone Ridge Course, and it's the first golf tournament that People Who Care has ever had, so we're hoping for a very successful day on that. The format is a four-person scramble. We tee off at 9 o'clock. Registration starts at 7:30, and the fee is $100 a person, including lunch. We have some great prizes, including golf for two twosomes at Stone Ridge, two twosomes at the Oak Creek Country Club, golf and lunch for a foursome at the club at Prescott Lakes, golf for four at Talking Rock, and today we just got golf for four at Capitol Canyon, four rounds of golf at Antelope Hills, a ping driver and a ping putter, tickets to Cirque Christmas here in Prescott Valley, restaurant gift certificates from Atmosphere, Limoncello, The Palace, Prescott Station, Prescott Junction, Chili's, and many, many others.
And, Dave, you have some things to add to this, too?
Yeah. Lamb Chevrolet, a great sponsor in the...
Hi, Ed Walsh.
Right.
They are. They're just a great group. Is sponsoring the hole-in-one prizes on every par three at the golf course, which is four. And that includes a new Chevrolet on one of the holes, a year's supply of golf balls, a $1,000 golf wardrobe, and a golf vacation trip. So great opportunity on the par threes on this tournament.
So if you are really into the links, this is your tournament.
That's right.
Dave, tell us about the course at Stone Ridge for those who haven't played there, and what kind of special incentives are there for people who register for this tournament?
Sure. Stone Ridge is open to the public. It is a real gem of northern Arizona. It's a course that is so meticulously maintained. We have bluegrass fairways and bent grass greens. And when you start playing golf, it's a seven-mile trip on a concrete cart path through the mountains and some incredible views out there. Our practice facilities are the best in the area. And welcome to come out. That's also open to the public. So we have a nice putting and chipping and driving range out there. Mm-hmm. We're also going to offer some incentives to the folks that do sign up to play in the inaugural tournament for people who care, which we're very excited to be part of that effort with people who care. We are offering a 20% discount on apparel and hats in the pro shop on the day of play. And what's really nice is a week prior to the tournament, mm-hmm. we are offering a $29 round of golf. And that's a $79 round or an $89 round if you're mm-hmm. playing on the weekend. And you get to play for $29 as a participant in the People Who Care golf tournament. So we sure want people to come out and support Cheryl and all the hardworking volunteers over there at People Who Care.
And Cheryl, how would people register for the tournament?
We have registration forms in the pro shop at Stone Ridge. We also, people can call our Prescott People Who Care office, and that number is 928-445-2480 to get a form. And there are forms on the People Who Care website, and that's peoplewhocareaz.com. Deadline is Monday, by the way.
And for our listeners who are not familiar with People Who Care, describe that for us.
It's a 27-year-old nonprofit organization that's operated, started in Prescott, now has spread to Prescott Valley, Dewey, and Chino Valley. And we provide non-medical kinds of supports to people who are physically unable to drive in order to help them remain in their own homes. The people we provide supports to, we call our neighbors, mm-hmm. because that's what they are. They are our neighbors.
What are some of those supports that people receive from People Who Care?
Transportation is our biggest one, mm-hmm. and we transport people to medical and other appointments, people who need help shopping or who cannot get out of their homes to shop. We either take them to grocery stores or other kinds of stores, or we can shop for them. I shop for one neighbor, and she prefers fries, so I go to her home and pick up her grocery list and her check, and then I go shop for her and then bring things back to her house and help her put those away.
I would imagine, too, People Who Care can help people who might be able-bodied, but they may not own a car, or because we don't really have a real effective public transportation system here like a bigger city might. You really fill in that gap, don't you?
We do, yes. Yeah, we sure do. We also can help people with personal paperwork. We call it paying bills, balancing their checkbook.
Sure.
And then we can do home visits for people. We call them friendly visits, who just are lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of older folks who live alone just get lonely, and they would love to have somebody visit them or call them, even if they don't want somebody to visit in their home. We do home safety inspections to make sure that homes are as safe as possible. And then we can do minor home repairs or help people find contractors to do the more major home repairs. And then we have 911 emergency call units people can have that way around their neck, so mm-hmm. if they fall or something like that, they can call dispatch for help. And all of our services are free.
At
no charge at all to the neighbors who receive those supports.
Now, that costs money to do that, so where do the funds come from?
We have very little in grants. Our budget's about $380,000 a year, and mm-hmm. we only get about $65,000 of that in grants through the city of Prescott and the state of Arizona, and some of that's federal money that flows down to the municipalities and the state. And the rest of that we raise. We have a very hardworking, active board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big gala every year in June, and that raises about $73,000. People make donations. Sometimes people we support leave us in their will so that they
will. I was just going to ask about that, yeah.
We just received funds from a house that someone left us
mm-hmm.
and wanted. Half her estate went to her family, and the other half went to us. So the generosity of people in this area is just wonderful.
It really is good. Dave, I want to ask you also, when it comes to Stone Ridge, how long have you personally been involved in a golf game?
Well, since I was seven, and I'm 58 now, so quite some time, and at Stoneridge itself for a good 6 years.
No kidding. Because Stoneridge is more than just golf. It's also home. It's fine dining.
I mean, fine dining, that's right. So the Prescott Club is our restaurant that's co-located on site at the Stoneridge Golf Course. Really a nice destination for food. And then the course itself, it's been established for about 20 years. It really is one of the golf destinations in the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I've played, I wouldn't say all the golf courses here, but quite a few of them, and it rates right up there at the top in as far as the golf programs.
And one of the incentives to register is that $29 round of golf that you mentioned a week before the tournament. As a golfer, what does it do for your game when you're familiar with the course and you get to play it a week before the tournament?
Well, on a personal level, it does a lot, especially at our course. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the distances through our golf course is 7.5 miles, give or take a few. And we're not set up as a typical golf course with fairways right adjacent to another fairway. This is literally through the mountains, and it pays to come out, play the course, get a feel of it before you come out for the tournament, and take advantage of that $29 rate. I think they would enjoy their tournament round a little bit more if they came out to play. And we sure encourage you to do that.
Now, since you started at such a young age, who were the golfers you idolized as a kid?
Oh, it was, you know, the Jack Nicklaus, the Arnold Palmer. I've been going to the Phoenix Open since about for 50 years. And the pro-am, my first pro-am was Johnny Unitas was the quarterback. I remember out on the green.
Goodness.
So that talks how long ago.
Sure.
In the
number
golf,
19.
Yeah, in the golf period down in Phoenix anyway. But been in a long time. And, but we are really excited about this opportunity with People Who Care, because that program that these volunteers do, and they put in a lot of hours to do it, we are really excited to participate and help raise some funds and keep their program going here in the Prescott area.
Cheryl, do you still need volunteers for People Who Care?
Oh, we desperately need volunteers, yeah. We have neighbors, people calling in all the time who want to become neighbors, and we're a little short of volunteers, so if anybody wants to volunteer with us, please, please call the Prescott office at 928-445-2480.
And I bet it's worth it just to hear that thank you when they leave the home, right?
Oh, it is. It certainly is. When I transport somebody to the doctor, for example, they get in the car and they say, I don't know what I would do without People Who Care. Thank you so much. And then before they get out of the car when we're back home, they say, thank you so much. So proud to be a part of People Who Care, and appreciate all your efforts.
Yeah, we're glad you guys are here. Tell us one more time, Dave. Tell us the date and the time of the tournament and how people can register.
Yes, it is a September 8th. And we're doing a 9 a.m. shotgun. Registration is at 7:30 that day. And remember, it's $100 per person. And the registration opportunity is you can contact the Prescott Office of People Who Care at 928-445-2480. Or you can stop by the Stoneridge Golf Course and get a registration form. And even visit the PeopleWhoCareAZ.com website. And keep in mind, September 2nd is the deadline, so we can get everything together and have it ready.
And that is David Lowe, manager of Stoneridge Golf Course, and Cheryl Phipps, board president of People Who Care. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us today on Q&A. Have a great time at that tournament. Stay tuned, because I've got tomorrow's Q&A guests and some final thoughts coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands. Right now, buy one of our select Traeger grills and get a free Traeger accessories package valued at over $85. Plus, Ace Rewards members get free assembly and delivery on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock, then Talk of a Town Prescott at 4. You want to join me tomorrow at this time for my chat with America's favorite Americana historian and fireside storyteller. Yes, the one and only Jerry Stewart. He will have the entire show tomorrow to talk about his special Labor Day broadcast. It's called I Love America. And anybody who knows Jerry knows that. Well, I Love America will air direct here Monday at noon right here on KQ&A. But I'll be talking to Jerry tomorrow from 2 to 3 o'clock right here on Q&A. So don't miss Q&A Thursday at 2 o'clock with Jerry Stewart. Yep, me and Jerry Stewart. Thursday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.